7-0. Go Bombers.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial is committed to their customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success, both on and off the field of play. Whether you are cheering on the Bombers, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Class Kids 101.7, as right now Mount Holmes girls are up on Dumas 31-14. We'll look over some of our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mount Holmes boys coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, I tell you what, you're glad to advance the championship game, 47-43. Hard-fought battle between both teams tonight.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that was I feel two good basketball teams just going nose to nose. You know, one thing I've learned about Coach Harris and watching this Dumas bunch is they're not going to give up and they're not going to make anything easy. I really respect the job that he does. His kids continuously play hard. They never give up, and they're really aggressive, physical, and they play with great discipline. So we knew, you know, we kind of stretch a small little lead there, but you know, I thought we'd be very fortunate to hang on to that just because of how his kids just – he gets his kids to continuously play aggressively, and they never give up. And so a lot of hats off to a really good Dumas team, but a big tip of the cap to the Mountain Home Bombers. I thought we were really resilient. We had – you know, the thing about it is we didn't play great, but we played gritty. And we played tough, and we hung on. We got enough rebounds when we needed to. Boy, they was really beating us up on the boards early.
I was going to ask you about that, pretty. Yeah.
Well, and that was the thing, is like we had – that was one of the first key to the game was keep these guys to one-shot possession, keep them off the boards, but you can't simulate how strong they are, how quick and athletic they are. And you know, we were kind of overwhelmed a little bit at the very beginning, to be honest with you. But the good thing is our kids – never they kept their heads up. They never wavered. They never gave in. And we played composed. We didn't play great, but we played with a lot of poise. And I was really proud of all the guys that came in and gave us great minutes.
You bet. Well, you know, so as you get ready for the championship game, I know probably just do a little light things tomorrow to prepare. Just prep, maybe guess do a little prep and little go over your offense.
Yes. Well, Matt, I'm gonna let you in on a little secret.
Okay.
We got to stay home for Christmas this year, and
yeah.
We've been game planning for Farmington all Christmas break.
I was wondering.
You know, and so I was able to look ahead. Coach Morris was really heavily involved in tonight's game plan, and that allowed me to look ahead for Farmington because they do so many great things really well. So you got to have some kind of a game plan. You got to give your kids a chance. You got to give us an opportunity. So we they're not hard to figure out. You know, they're led by you know, one of the most savvy high school players you'll ever be around.
Yeah.
It's like I was telling Coach Huskero, it's like a 28-year-old man out there playing amongst boys with that has the skill. And he's so much his brain is so much more advanced than the regular high school kid. That's because he comes from a coaching tree. He's lived in a gym. And he's been that way his whole life. So he's got so much more game experience than everybody, and he's just out there just kind of playing on a different level. But the great thing about this Farmington team is they've got pieces everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They surround the perimeter with great shooters, rebounders, Jackson Berry. You know, you take Lane away from that team, and they're still a really, really good basketball team. And that just, you know, shows you all the pieces that these guys have put together. And, you know, they're one of the top teams in the state. And there's some really, you know, I know Little Rock Christian's really is an outstanding team in 4A and Magnolia and stuff. But, man, I don't care. I like this Farmington bunch. But I like my bunch, too. And we're going to have to come out and play well. We're going to play a lot better than we did tonight. We're going to have to knock down shots. And there's a lot to be left. You know, we didn't shoot it very good. Now, Dumas had a lot to do with that. I want to give a lot of credit to them. But I know we're a lot better than that. And our plan is to show it tomorrow night.
You bet. And Josh, again, congratulations on this win tonight.
Matt, I appreciate all you do. And thanks for forgiving me for not getting over here at halftime. Yes, this whole schedule has just kind of thrown me off. Husky's been working me to death, man. I've got no breathing time.
Well, I'm sure you weren't expecting me to have a 3-man broadcast last
well,
night.
Well, yeah, I know. It did throw me for a loop. I thought you grabbed Tobias because that man's gold on the air too. But, Matt, I appreciate all you do and appreciate you everything KTLO does for our kids and being here for this tournament. Man, it's been a great tournament. It's just day two. Come tomorrow. Let's pack this thing out. It's Friday. And it's Fast Break Friday. Everybody needs to get in this gym. Some outstanding teams are playing tomorrow. Starts 10 o'clock, our matchups here, and the junior high, two games at the junior high. And then we're hooking it up down here. And come support these boys. And it looks like our girls are going to punch their way to a championship game too. So we need Bomber Nation. We'll take anybody from the surrounding area that wants to come and watch some basketball and cheer on a bunch of good kids working hard.
All right.
Matt. Thank you.
Thank you, Josh.
Go Bombers.
That was Mount Tom boys coach Josh Fulcher. Let's take a look at some of our numbers here at halftime. Right now, Mount Tom's leading scorer is Jayla Yonkers with 12 points. Five so far for Lakin Moore, four each for Libby Fosnes and Ashlyn Estes, and two each for Anna McCarn, Whitten Coleman, and Sarah Williams. Dumas with 6 points. Zion McKenzie had a couple of threes. Also 6 points from Kendry Broughton and two so far for Stefania Steen. And this game has had no ties, no lead changes. What are some of the other numbers you got there, Brad?
Rebound-wise, Lady Bombers, this is going to be a huge stat for the Lady Bombers in this game, especially when they're getting outmanned and outsized down low. 21 rebounds to Dumas's 7.
Mm-hmm.
Turnover-wise, Mountain Home has 4, Dumas has 8.
Yep. Wow. All right, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We're going to take a break, come back, get the second half started in just a moment. Right now, it is Mountain Home leading Dumas 31-14. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The holidays have you in a money crunch, but your furnace is acting up and you need a new heating system? Central Heating and Cooling is here to help, and we have financing options available for you with approved credit. Stop by our office today at 1585 South College or give us a call at 425-4717. You can even apply online at our website at centralheatingandcooling.net. Look for the financing tab. We are not comfortable until you are. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your carrier, factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
My daughter gets a cold. I have a secret weapon. DayQuil Kids Berry from Vicks. DayQuil Kids is specially formulated to treat